Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are broadcasting live from Temecula, California. Yes, we made it 2,500 miles later, but we are here now, and you all who have been paying attention know exactly what we have been in the process of doing. We will be doing an event here in Escondido, California on Friday, which would be tomorrow, and we're looking forward to that. We're out here doing the Great Commission out of gratitude towards the Son. His name is Jesus Christ, and we do it because he died for us, and we live unto him who did die for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15, that's why we keep the Great Commission, Luke 19:10. So with that said, friends, I want to get this out of the way right away. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We're set up for Comrex. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, know who we are. If you're a new time viewer or listener, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we're doing, and what it is that we have been doing for the last 23 years. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the right side of the page. You will find two social media platforms, the morning show with Tim Brown, the afternoon show with Bradley Dean. As well, friends, you will find 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies coming through the mainstream media that you just heard during the last break before the show here. Again, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left page, beforeitsnews.com, top left page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms. And again, if not, go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to remind you that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we follow the Christ here, John 14:6. And with that said, we lay all of our conversations with the proposition or presupposition that God is, okay? And we lay our conversations on the apostles and the prophets. If you want to know what's wrong, you always lay it up to the law, okay? For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. We show you the crime, but we also bring you back to the same word concerning the lawgiver as to bring about justice, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. We all understand the fruit of that in many cases, Amos 5:15, but the bottom line is if we want peace, then we better understand that Jesus first comes to create war. Read Matthew 10:34. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is, and I'm going to just start it off right off the bat, because I am offended Yesterday we were in Las Vegas. We just did the radio show. We were actually staying outside of Las Vegas. And in the process of doing so, friends, I took my kids and my wife out for some lunch. And lo and behold, in Nevada, guess what? They want you to try to brainwash the American people into believing that a man, if he wants to become a woman, he can now become a woman. And now the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated want you to also believe, friends, that the man that wants to be a woman, that war with God, a war that he will lose. It's interesting that they want to try to normalize the crimes. They want everybody to jump in on the war with them. And again, it's a war that we will all lose if we don't stop this nonsense. It's dangerous doctrine, friends, and it's exactly what they're trying to push right now. But what we see in Nevada right now is a man that wants to become a woman just won the title concerning the pageant for women, okay? This is craziness. This is insanity, friends. We are going beyond the lines of what other cultures and societies and countries have done. This is going beyond daring the justice of God. And the fact of the matter is, it's though that their numbers are very small, it shows you the mind of the enemies, friends. It shows you the mind of the minions that work for Satan himself. And what does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And with that, friends, the fruit of Satan also is confusion, because Scripture is very clear that God is not a God of confusion. So therefore, who wants to bring about confusion? And by the way, we can right that wrong by the power of the Holy Ghost, Daniel 9:7, by coming back to Jesus Christ, okay, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him, John 14:6, and John 8:32. But what I want to say, friends, is we are seeing what the powers that are tolerated in this country and on a global basis are willing to do. I've shared with you in the past, dealing with the homosexual sodomite communities, that you need to understand that you're dealing with a lawless people. There is no, friend, there is no dealing with irrationality but by the law. And let me say this on the other hand. Before allowing the law, the walls to be pulled down, why don't you first ask the question as to why they were put up? Because everything that's going on right now in this country concerning the topic of today, friends, is lawlessness. Why are they so adamant about transgressing moral law? Why are they so adamant about perpetuating the crime? Why are they so adamant about deceiving the people? Why is it that they're so adamant about putting darkness for light and light for darkness and the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie? Because, again, friends, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. If I can demoralize you, friend, I can control you. They want to normalize this sort of criminal behavior. Oh, and yes, it is a crime in every state of our union. This is a felony, friends. When you see a man take on that of a woman, the Bible is clear that it is an abomination. The act of sodomy is a felony in the United States alone. And folks, they're going way beyond that. They're even having a little 11-year-old kid, friends. The mainstream media is criminally acting out in such a fashion of taking an 11-year-old boy in New York City and putting him up on a stage in a homosexual sodomite bar, which, again, is illegal in every state of our union. And they are having men prey on that little boy and giving him money, throwing him money on stage to dance for them. Okay? Now, again, what they're doing, friends, is they're beginning to give the pageant, women's pageants, away to men that want you to believe that they're women. Just like that of Bruce Jenner. We've seen Sean Hannity display his stupidity and his ignorance and his blindness by going ahead and giving a nod to that of Bruce Jenner by doing an interview with Bruce by calling him Caitlyn. And why would they do that? Well, they're giving him...
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live from Temecula, California. As I said earlier during the first segment, we finally got here. And I'm telling you what, man, I mean, this is some serious driving. I definitely prefer that of flying. But again, friends, as you well know, we're not going to go along with the Gestapo in any sense of the word. If they want to treat their customers like that, then they can find some new customers. And in the meantime, what we're going to do is find a new airlines to go with. So we're waiting for them to stick their heads out first and foremost. One of the things, friends, that I'm going to cover right off the bat is how, in fact, we were just in Las Vegas yesterday having lunch. We're finding out that Miss Nevada, USA, becomes first transgender woman to win the pageant. Okay? And again, I want you to consider the fact, friends, this is all coming from the mainstream media pushing their propaganda agenda. Now, I want to say this really quick because I want you to understand, I'm going to give you a premise to jump off concerning how this all works because most people don't know. If the media and if the government, hand in glove, can convince you that we are foundationally, fundamentally a democratic society, which we are not, but every president since Ronald Reagan has inundated us with the fact that we are a democracy when we are not. That is so important for you to understand. As a democracy, everybody cries out for their God-given rights. It's based on public opinion, okay? As a republic, Article 4, Section 4, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. And keep in mind, our rights come from God, and many of these groups that are crying out as under a democracy for their rights, really what they are is privileges because they're operating through licentiousness, friends, because God has never given them the right to violate the law, okay, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. You have to understand that democracy, if you believe that we were a democracy, it becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. Okay? Let me say it again. Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. Okay? Now, what I want you to keep in mind, friends, is this. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. Now, listen carefully. 1917, okay? Not 2017, 1917. J.P. Morgan, a banker, steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America in 1917. He hired 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. I want you to understand how this all works, okay? J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. If anybody understands their constitution, anybody understands law, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. So to show you how this is backwards, put that up against Isaiah 59. Keep in mind, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many papers and newspapers it would take, listen carefully, to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. Friends, 1917. So the 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. Just 25. Therefore, an agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. Is anybody paying attention as to understand as to how they're getting away with what they're getting away with, friends? Because this is how they're doing it. It's not based on law. It's based on who owns the network, who drives the narrative. Matter of fact, did you know that there is 1,500 newspapers? Did you know that there's 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, and 2,400 publishers throughout the United States of America? Did you also know on a global basis, all of the information that you get, for the most part, through the mainstream media is owned by six corporations? See, I talk about this much, but I don't explain it much. So in a nutshell, what are they doing? They're trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Isn't that what's going on right now, friends, as to what I'm highlighting when we're talking about a man that wants you to believe that he's a woman in Nevada? Who becomes the first transgender woman to win the pageant? Americans, this is sick. This is a dangerous slope, and you better understand as to what we're dealing with right now. Now, listen, we have a series called My War, and on our series, we went and interviewed a couple news anchors in Minneapolis area, one in particular named Don Shelby. And what we did is we asked this news reporter on film, you can see it through our resources, you can watch it. We asked Don Shelby, how do you make distinction when you report the news as to what's right and to what's wrong? Okay? This is what Don Shelby from WCCO Channel 4 News responded with. He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter, to decide the differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. Don Shelby goes on in his confusion, Daniel 9-7, and said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Wait a second, Don. How do you know it's fair or unfair, just or unjust, if you don't know the difference between right and wrong, which only can be found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Also put that up against Ezekiel 44:23. That's why they're confused. Remember this. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, our Constitution was made for a moral, conformed to truth, and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Don't ever forget that. So I'm teeing this up right now to hit the topic. How many of you believe what the media reports? Well, 94% of the American people cry out and say they don't believe the media, and rightly so. So guess what we did? We went to scholars, media scholars, namely Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman. They're two media scholars who interviewed over 240 news anchors, editors, and writers, and this is what they found out. This explains as to what's going on in this country, okay? 47% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with adultery. Did you hear what I said? Put that up against 1 Corinthians 6:9. They have no inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. Did you know that it's illegal to commit adultery in this country? The laws have not been enforced since 1944. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman also found out that 76% of those that anchor the news, if you want to believe it's the news, 76% see nothing wrong with sodomy, with homosexuality, with lesbianism, with transgenderism. And we all know that they're called crimes against nature. State statute directly refers right to Romans 1:24. It's a felony in this country. Matter of fact, if you go back into the 60s, you can go online right now, friends, and if you were to encounter a homosexual, you were to turn him in for his crimes against nature. They were considered a dangerous people. Now what does it roll out to be, friends? Is it a mental illness? No, if you don't accept them for their criminal behavior, friends, then you're a bigot. You're a hater. Then so be it. Did you know that 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with abortion? I mean, folks, consider the source. Matter of fact, 86% of those that anchor the news never attend church. Now, by the way, I don't fault them for that. If people say they don't want to go to church because of the hypocrisy in the church, that's great. I agree with them. But guess what? You as a Christian and you as an unbeliever that is staying away, let me say it that way, as an unbeliever judging the hypocrites for their lack of Christianity holds you all the more accountable to what you should be doing in righting the wrongs. Let me say it another way. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. Don't blame Christ for what he himself preached out against as well. Okay? So that's no excuse. You have a Bible too. And if you don't like hypocrites, then don't stand as one. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want you to hear this. Richard Salent, former president of CBS News, said, "Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have." Did you know that Walter Cronkite, former CBS News anchor, said, "News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Are you tracking with me? The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view." This is Herman Dismore in 1950 from New York Times. Friends, straight from their mouth. "We're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with." This is how they push their agenda. They control the opposition. They create what they want to push. They put the players in place. And they tear down the law by causing them, in the view of the people, to play the victim. Now, I'm going to get back to this topic concerning, friends, in Nevada, the USA. This individual, this man, becomes the first woman.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue operations at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida have been paused over safety concerns over the standing portion of the building.
We were forced to halt operations on the collapse in the early hours of the morning due to structural concerns about the standing structure. We're doing everything we can to ensure that the safety of our first responders is paramount and to continue our search and rescue operation as soon as it is safe to do so.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. And jobless claims fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began. The Labor Department reporting that 364,000 claims were filed last week, dropping by more than 50,000 from the week before. Claims have now fallen in 10 of the last 12 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Relief organizations report that food shortages have been exacerbated by the global coronavirus pandemic, impacting more than 41 million people. John Clemens has more.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
one 582 9933, broadcasting live out of Temecula, California. After a 2,000-mile drive, we've done several events on the way here. We've got another event in Escondido, and then we are on our way to Wisconsin to do an event with the Constitutional Party there. I'm looking forward to that. I'll be the main speaker with that, and then we will be heading over to Michigan. And, folks, I'm telling you what, I get a lot of friends over in Michigan, and they are spiritual friends, and they are boots on the ground. And I just got to say, we've got about 5 or 6 events set up right now, and they're talking about doing more. And I'll be spent in the process of doing that, I'll tell you that. But I do have to say that there are special people there. They really are, and I'm just appreciative of what's going on over there in Michigan. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that Mike Dittmer, who's a friend of mine, is going to be running for a representative position there. And he asked me to be a main speaker along with that of Sheriff David Clark, so I will be there with that. And then as things transpire, I'll let you know as to how they transpire. In fact, we're also going to be in Rapid City again. That will be in October. Now is the time to book. That number is 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to say this really quick as I was giving the call-out numbers. It's interesting, when I was in that of Colorado and Johnstown doing the KHNC 1360 AM events, we had a meet and greet, great people, and we had a good little crowd. And the next day when we did the main event, we were looking at having some overflow take place, and it was pretty much filled up, which was great. But I had an individual come up to me and say this, and I want you to listen carefully to what he said to me. He said, Bradley, he said there would be 1,000 more people here if people weren't afraid. Did you hear what I said? A man came up to me after the event in Johnstown, Colorado this last week, and he said there would have been 1,000 more people here if people weren't afraid. So therefore, is not fear destroying your country? Yeah. Yeah, let me put it this way. Proverbs 28 says that the wicked flee. The wicked, who, those that know to do right, those that have the time to do the right thing, which is right now, they do it not. Right? Fear is destroying your country because you fear man. Fear is destroying your country because you fear consequence. If you walked in the fear of the Lord, the Bible says, strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord, and the righteous are made bold as lions in Proverbs 28, verse 1. Bold means forward to danger. Those men fear God. They fear not the face of men. But those that fear the face of men don't fear the face of God. So right there, it should show you, all you professors of those thousand more that should have been there at the event, at the KHNC 1360 AM event, that's a reproach and a rebuke unto yourself, not me. I can't do for you what only the Lord can do for you. That's why you have to go to him for it. Don't come to me for it. Though I'm an ambassador sent on his behalf, doing the things that we do in preaching his word, not my word, I can tell you, friends, the things that people are afraid of. Let me just give you this quick analogy and testimonial real quick, and I'll get back to my main topic here. April 20th, 1999, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold allegedly walked into that school all by themselves and shot and killed over 13 people, which is not true, by the way. That's not speculation. That's fact. I'm not going there today. But that's what we were sold. That was the narrative. And at that time, I didn't know the difference. But I was freshly saved because the Lord broke me down to nothing to show me who he was. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. After April 20th, 1999, after that shooting took place at that public school, I noticed that everybody began to run from their schools, and I'm talking about the adults. The adults kept sending their kids into public schools, and I've seen this. But they were running from the schools. They were retreating. I don't see that in the Word of God. Matter of fact, the Word of God rebukes that in Psalm 78, verse 9. They capitulated instead of going to the war, which you're led to do by the Holy Ghost. Man, in his fear, because he succumbed to his natural dispensation, he turns and runs rather than obeys God. And again, it shows you who he fears. But when I seen that happen, the first thing I thought, without even a question in my mind, understanding what those kids are going through, again, being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, I didn't even think twice in saying, we need to get into the schools and get to those kids. Isaiah 58:12, we're to be a part of the answer. How is it that we've done 364 high schools in 25 states? And I'll do 364 more as the doors open. What is it that Americans are afraid of? 1.7% of the population, you've allowed the professed Christians, conservatives, and or patriots to blow up and to embellish them so much bigger than what they really are. Let me give you that number again. 1.7% of the population is what you're running from, coward. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You remind me of a politician. You really do, people like you, those that I'm speaking to, that are afraid. You remind me of a politician. You love your country so much that when it's time to fight, you want to send somebody else on your behalf. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have. You're not worthy of the freedoms that you've been given. Those that are in the fight, they see what others did on their behalf. They've seen the sacrifice that they gave to give them what they have. There's freedom nowhere where someone hasn't first sacrificed themselves to give them what they have today, namely if it's freedom. And it all comes from Christ. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. But when I look in Scripture, friends, it's clear. We've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. To he who tries to save his life will lose it. But to he who loses his life for my sake, it's now in his hand to do whithersoever he will. He said, to he who loses his life for my sake will find it, but he who tries to find his life, he will lose it. Those that are trying to hold on to what they've got, you've already lost it. Those that are taking counsels from your fears and not that of the fear of God, you've already lost it. You haven't been born again of the Spirit of the Most High God that overcomes, that conquers. You need to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5, and yes, I'm just shooting from the hip because the Holy Ghost has something to say today, and I want to make sure that he speaks and I hear and speak forthrightly and correctly. Shut off your fears. Shut off that voice. Remember, Satan comes about, seeking whom he may devour. And the Bible says, as a roaring lion, he wants you to fear and tremble his presence. Give me a break. What a joke. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Let's put this into perspective. The Bible also says that Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah, not like. And let me tell you something, everyone that has ears to hear and eyes to see, Jesus Christ said that it was finished, that Satan is done. He's trampled underfoot. And Jesus gave us the same power and the same authority to do the same thing in this earth as it is in heaven. And that belongs to believers. So take him at his word and meet him on his terms, because in doing so, friends, you're going to function in a different sort of fear, and it's not going to be the fear of man. The enemy is going to begin to fear what you're doing. And let me tell you something, that's the way you need to live your life. Live your life where the enemies are afraid of how you live your life in righteousness. Don't worry about what they're doing. No. 330 million people need to rise up to the level of expectation and live accordingly as they follow the Christ. And you can rest assured that the gates of hell shall not prevail. We will prevail. So with that said, friends, I just needed to go down that road because I hear too much of it. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. Let me finish this out. And then again, as I've been teeing this up little by little, I'll get back to the main topic. And I hope at this point, friends, as to what's going on concerning this man that wants you to believe that he's a woman that won the pageantry in Nevada there, is offensive. And, you know, let me say it this way. Are you offended yet? And if you're not offended yet, what is it that is going to offend you? What is it going to take to offend you? Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. Webster's 1828. But let me tee this up so we can make clear the last segment of the show. Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News, Consider the Source, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Folks, do you understand the agendas that they're pushing forth are subversive to American government? That makes it illegal, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. And I'll say this, before I take this next break, and we'll come back to finalize the show. Again, remember what Dr. Udo Uftat said, German editor that lost his life for bringing this information to you and I. He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake, bought to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. And then William Casey said, the CIA director, will know our...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Molecula. we're broadcasting live out of California, okay? Temecula. A little brain freeze there for a moment. I don't know what that was about. But anyways, we make mistakes every once in a while, folks, believe me. And we do everything in our power not to do it again. But anyways, we're broadcasting live from Temecula, California. And I want to get over to this, friends, because what we're seeing today through this pageant where a man who wants you to believe that he's a woman wins the Nevada pageant, women's pageant, okay? And it's interesting because I was watching some documentaries and some videos on this man that wants you to become, believe that he is a woman now. He said that he's sick of hate. And you could just hear inside of him, the man that wants you to believe that he's a woman, that he did nothing but hate. Folks, once again, we've been forewarned of what we're talking about even now. When it comes to them that are men that want you to identify them as women and vice versa, and I can tell you it has nothing to do with love. No, it doesn't. In fact, just the opposite. They hate. They are simply at war with God because the Lord decided their genders long ago, and they want everyone to join in with them. Apparently, they don't know world history. By the way, read Jude 1:7, and you'll understand my last point that I just made. And, of course, they want these abominable men that want you to believe that they are women, what it is to be. You know what's funny about this, and it's sick funny is what it is, if it wasn't so terrifying. But when I was watching some of these videos on this man that just won the women's pageant in Nevada, it was interesting how this man wanted to tell women as to what womanhood is all about. And see, this is a dangerous precipice. It's a slippery slope, man. And this is the purpose of law, especially in times like this, because not only should this man be thrown in jail for his crimes against nature, first and foremost, but so should the educators, indoctrinators, and I'm trying to make clarification between the two. They want you to believe that they're educators, but they're not. They're indoctrinators in public schools. If I was to go into a public school and share the information that these abominable individuals want to share with children in kindergarten, in elementary school, in middle school, and in high school, I'd be thrown in jail instantaneously. I'd be charged with a felon, and I'd be considered possibly to be a pedophile. But this is what they're doing in plain sight, friends, okay? Now, this is it's the mind of the enemy, of them working through his submissive and blinded minions, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And listen to me carefully, because this is a means to Europeanize America. I've said this 100 times, but folks, now we're beginning to bleed over into it, which I warned us of to stay away from. They merely mean to Europeanize America, for the powers that are tolerated know that if Americans will give way to this confusion, they can bear their unjust rule all the more. And that's important for people to understand. Now, The Guardian recently reported, along with other mainstream media outlets, friends, just sick-minded individuals, literally useful idiots, The Guardian just reported Miss Nevada to be first openly transgender Miss USA contestant. I mean, can you make this up? Oh, and by the way, did you know, what a coincidence, I'd like to add, that this man that wants you to believe that he's a woman that just won the first openly transgender Miss USA contestant, what a coincidence that it just happened to, this victory that they just received just happened to fall to them at the end of June, which, by the way, they have declared Gay Pride Month. This is all pre-scripted garbage, friends, and it's criminal behavior. I wanted to tell you, too, did you know that last year during the Women's Miss USA pageantry in this contest, did you know that last year they banned the swimsuit contest? Can anybody tell me why they would have banned the swimsuit contest? Because they knew all the well that they were going to bring transgenders, as they want you to believe, into the mix. They can't have that. Just ask Michelle Obama. I'm not kidding you, friends. They can't have that because they're still stuck with what it is that the Lord appended to their physical anatomy. And it sickens me to the core. It's all pre-planned. And what a sick joke it is. And remember, the joke is on you. I want you to listen to the mindset of what you may be or may not be tolerating today. This is, in fact, what they're trying to push on you. A transgender woman who won the Miss Nevada USA pageant will soon become the first openly transgender Miss USA contestant, all bought and paid for. On Sunday, Cataluna and Riquius beat 21 other contestants to win the crown. Women. The 27-year-old took to Instagram the next day to celebrate. Huge thank you to everyone who supported me from day one. He wrote, they wrote, she wrote. I'm not going to pretend with them. My community, you are always in my heart. My win is our win. We just made history. Oh, let me tell you something. If you want to go along with that and believe that distorted view, you can rest assured it's going to be a short-lived one. And if you think that's a game, why don't you ask Sodom and Gomorrah, who dared the justice of God? And when man failed to deal with what they should have failed with, God came down and rained down judgment upon the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. So it was to the point, which I'm trying to prevent right now, that we have the time to stop what the Lord commands. And if we don't, we're going to wish that we would have when we had the time to do it. I want to go on here. Donning a rainbow sequin gown, he designed herself in Riquius, accepted the crown towards the end of Pride Month, and was complete in the Miss USA pageant in November. The Filipina is a fashion designer and a healthcare administrator. a biography of the Miss Silver State USA's Instagram mentions Kim, who is a survivor of physical and sexual abuse, who aims to break barriers and represent those who aren't always represented, and continues to support numerous nonprofit organizations as the LGBTQ month. Oh, now, by the way, guess who comes in support of her? Bill Gates just gave over $2 billion of his money to continuously push this effort forth. Friends, these bad guys who are being used by God to bring about judgment upon this country are too stupid and ignorant to understand just a little history that they are being used not only for the demise of those that accept this sort of criminal behavior, but they don't realize that God is using them until he needs them no more to bring harsher judgment upon the heads of the light that support it and are being used to judge. This man that wants you to believe that he's a woman said, growing up, I was often told that I was not allowed to be myself. For you to be yourself, man, is the fact that your gender is that of a male, not a female. He goes on and says, or to be in spaces that I was not welcome. They're reporting that she said, I'm not going to pretend. He said, today, I'm proud, a proud transgender woman of color. Personally, I've learned that my differences do not make me less, then it makes me more than. Isn't that sweet, friend? I mean, just think about this, friend. These minions to the mainstream media, in conclusion, would have you believe that, for example, they want you to believe that this man is a woman? Let's equate it to the likes of these minions would have you believe that treasonous Joe Biden competent. I mean, do you believe he's competent? Absolutely not. These same people would have you believe that Mr. Depopulation Bill Gates is now somehow a qualified doctor or an elected representative looking out for the health and welfare of the American people or people on a global basis. Are you going to buy that? Well, this is what they'd have you believe. They would also have you believe that the delusional Elizabeth Warren is somehow magically transformed into a native. Do you see how this works? They're trying to create a reality that they want you to believe in. What about criminal George Floyd? Not advocating the crimes committed against him, but they're trying to put him up as a hero. Friends, have you taken the time to see the crimes that this guy's responsible for committing? If not, let me give them to you really quick so you can understand as to who the media is trying to put up as a hero. Did you know that George Floyd, who the mainstream media is trying to put up as a hero, is responsible for burglarizing people's homes 6 times? Did you know that he has been busted? He was and had been busted before his death for stealing 3 different cars. He was busted multiple times for illegal trespass, but the media wants you to believe that he's a hero just the same way they want you to believe that this man is a woman. Folks, you got to think about what's going on here. Love you, my woman, too. Telling you the truth regardless of the status quo, likes it or not. Love you, my woman. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.